Time to catch up with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles and talk about a couple of cracking good movies that are opening in cinemas this week. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, yes, and completely different.
Are they ever? Let's start with the romantic comedy, The Big Sick, shall we?
Oh, who doesn't love a good, funny romantic comedy? And I tell you what, The Big Sick has been getting so much love and raves from critics and everybody over here in the States. So I'm sure Australians will love it just as much. It's starring, he's from the Silicon Valley. I don't know if people know that show. It's an HBO show, but a very funny comedian, Kumail Nanjiani. And it's really his life story. He wrote it about the first year of his relationship with his wife, which was a little difficult because she ended up in a coma, hence the title, The Big Sick. But of course, she got through it and they're happily still together. So this is a wonderful story. And I asked Kumail about, you know, what it was like to have like a real story on screen.
Because Emily and I went through this, we knew what it felt like to go through it, so we wanted to capture that feeling in the movie. So when we were writing it and rewriting it and shooting it, we knew that essentially it had to feel how it felt for us going through it.
Yeah, The Big Sick's getting a lot of promo attention here, so I'm looking forward to seeing that. Also, Atomic Blonde. This is a movie with a cracking soundtrack.
Yeah, and a cracking lead, Charlize Theron. I mean, she does these really great physical roles. I mean, if everyone remembers her in Mad Max Fury Road, I mean, wow. I mean, she doesn't get more physical than in this movie, Atomic Blonde, which is based on a graphic novel, and she plays a spy back in the days when the Berlin Wall was about to be dismantled, but oh boy, it's just a roller coaster of fights and more fights, and she uses everything, part of her body, her high heels, you name it. But yeah, it's pretty wild ride. I asked Charlize about being in this film.
I don't know. I feel like more than her just being a spy, it was really her as a woman kind of moving through her life and not feeling obliged to kind of play by a certain rule set. And there was such great freedom and excitement for me as an actor to want to explore that.
Well, it's hard to believe only a week or two ago we were talking about a movie with next to no women in it, as in Dunkirk. And now both of these movies have got pretty strong chicks in them, and you can't go past Charlize Theron, can you?
Exactly. Well, there is even talk about, you know, if they wanted to recast James Bond as a woman, maybe they should have Charlize Theron, which would be interesting. Well, there is already talk about a continuing series of Atomic Blonde, so maybe she'll be the competition to James Bond.
All right, Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles, thank you for your time. We'll catch you in a couple of weeks because I'm off on holidays in the next week or so, and we'll get up to date on new releases in 2 weeks' time.
Great. Have a great holiday, Jason.